Gemara Gittin, Daf Ayin Dalet. Today's Daf is being studied with the Nishmat Murze Kini, Yosef Ben Tzara, and Marat the Kenati Yefa Bat Tzara, Abraham Ben Esther, and Hashem Ben Yechem Ben Yehendan, Amen. This Daf is studied with Fuhash Shel Imam, Moshe Ben Tzara, Moshe Ben Dina, Sera Ruhama Bat Rachel, and Sera Bat Rachel. En Arifan Alahem, En Arifan Alahem, En Arifan Alahem, Fata Nefesh, Fata Guf, Fuhatam Karabalabo, Vechen Yerusom, and Omar, Amen. We begin today's Daf on Ayin Gimal Amud Bet, starting 8 lines from the bottom, with a quote from the Mishnah. Now, we learned in the Mishnah a case where a fellow tells his wife, husband tells his wife, that he's giving her a get from today if he dies. So he's making a stipulation. So therefore, the rule is going to be that if indeed he dies, or he gets the sickness, he dies from that sickness, so we said that he is divorced. The question is, when does the divorce take hold of? So we're going to see exactly from when are they considered divorced. The two options could be the divorce from the time that he gives the get retroactively, which means when he dies, we say retroactively the get was a get from the time that he gave the get. Or we're going to say that the get is a get a second before he dies, which means a second before he dies, the get is hal. And then, of course, well, the option that cannot be accepted is to say that the get is going to be activated after he's dead. Because we have a rule in get lahar mita. So the Gemara basically is going to analyze that. But here we're quoting the Mishnah that says, Mahi be'otana yamin. What is our status during those days? Which means from the interim days, so when he gives the get until he dies. What is our status? So it says, the Biuda omer, ke eshet ish techol devareha. The Biuda says she's a full-fledged eshet ish, which means obviously the Biuda is learning that the get does not take place until later on. Which means, obviously he holds that the get is not going to take place only until a second before he dies. So therefore, until that point, she's considered a full-fledged eshet ish. The Biuda omer, megor eshet, ve'ena megureshet. Biuda says, no, we consider a safek megureshet. Which means the Gemara is going to explain, and I'm giving you the bottom line, and then we'll go see how the Gemara came to this. The Biuda is going to say, I agree with you, the Biuda, that the Girushin doesn't take place, it's not hal until a second before he dies. So from the time that he gives the get to a second before he dies, technically, she's a full-fledged eshet ish. And therefore, if somebody goes with her, he should be hayab chenek, because that's the punishment. And if he went to bishogeg, he should be hayab korban chatat. But since every second is a safek, that maybe this is the second before he's going to die. So therefore, you cannot give a full-fledged korban. You have to give a korban asham talui. Because it's a safek, maybe that's the second. Each second potentially has the ability to be the second before his death. So therefore, he considers it, it's not a full-fledged eshet ish, that it's a safek megur eshet at each second. The Gemara is going to explain. Tana, but this is so long as what? Ubilbaad shiyamut. Well, of course, this is only talking about where the get is activated if he dies. So comes the Gemara and says, now, when the Gemara is asking, Mishnah's asking, Ma hi be'otan hayamin. So obviously, this is the case where the husband said, Zegitech mehayom im mati. Right? From today, im mati, if I die. And we see what? That until he dies, we're considering them married, which means she's ishet ish. So the question is, when does the get hal? So the Gemara says, "Ulchi ma'it havi gita." What does that mean? When he dies, that's when the get is activated. Ve'ha'kaymalan de'en get la'hal mita. We know that it can't be because we know that a get cannot be hal after death. So the Gemara says, "Amaraba be'omer me'et she'ani ba'olam." So now we're relearning the case. The case of Mehayom Imati, today, when I die, is really, he's saying, Me'et She'ani Ba'olam, from the last time that I will be in the world. Oh, so what's the last time he's in the world? A moment before he dies. So therefore, according to that, until a moment before he dies, there's no get. He's a full-fledged, she's full-fledged Eshet Ish. The B.O.C. agrees to that. It's just the B.O.C. is going to say that since every second potentially can be a second before he dies, so therefore a guy that goes with her is going to be considered going with a Safek Eshet Ish. And therefore, he would bring a Korban Hashem. Taru Rabbanan. Yamim Shimbin Taim. Now we're going to see other Shito. The days in the interim, which means between the giving of the dead and the death, Ba'ala Zakai B'Mitziata. They're still full-fledged married. And the Gemara says that if the lady finds a lost object, it goes to the husband, like a regular law of the married lady. Also, the Ma'aseh Adayim, her work, her mizonot, I mean, her profits of her work, go to the husband. And the husband's class rights to nullify her vows, which means if she dies, the husband inherits her. Which means if she dies and the husband is a Kohen, he is allowed to mitamin stuff like a regular law that a Kohen that's married to a lady can be mitamin when she dies. Which means until the end, until right before, like we learned, she's considered full fledged married. It's just that what? The get is given to her. I mean, she doesn't need another get. The get that was given stipulatively is the get that she will be divorced with. But like we said, Samuch L'mitato, close to his death, then the get is activated, and that's it. That's the words of the Biyudah. So quote the Biyudah, it's like the Biyudah of our Mishnah. Full-fledged married, Eshet Ish Gemura, until the second before death. Nafka Mina, if she goes with a somebody else, the guy's going to be Hayab, like he went with a Eshet Ish. The Bimi'ir Omer, the Bimi'ir says no. Be'ilata Tiluya. Well, the Be'ila is, somebody goes with her, it's actually pending until the husband actually dies. Which means, if he actually dies, so then according to the Bimi'ir, he learned that it goes mamash retroactively from the time of the giving of the get. He doesn't learn like the Biuda that says it's hal 1 second before he dies. He learns, no, it's activated retroactively, and therefore if somebody goes with her during that interim, you got to wait. You got to wait and see. If the husband eventually dies, that means retroactively they were divorced from the beginning, and therefore there's no punishment as of Eshet Ish. But if he had died in the end, so then you're right, then she's Eshet Ish Gimurah, then the guy's going to be held liable. So that's what it means, you know, Be'ilata Tiluya. The bi'ah is pending, which means you got to wait and see what happens to the husband. But the Bimi'ir clearly holds that the get is hal retroactively from the time of the giving. The Bi'yoseh Omer, bi'ilata safek. The Bi'yoseh comes along and says, oh, the bi'ilah is actually safek when he dies. What's pretty mean safek? The Bi'yoseh also says that the get is not hal until 1 second before the death, but since every second we have a safek, maybe that's the second before he's going to die. So if somebody goes with her in the interim, so therefore we can't give him a vaday eshet ish status, her an eshet vaday eshet ish, therefore he will bring a korban asham talui. That's a korban that's brought on a safek avera. Hachamim omrim, Hachamim say migureshet ve'ena migureshet. And Hachamim use the terminology migureshet ve'ena migureshet, which seemingly is like what the Miyosin just said, Be'ilata safek, which means it's safek. U'bilvad she'em we put again, so long as he dies. Which means if he doesn't, if he never dies, so then of course she was considered always married. But in the interim, if she dies, the migureshet. So now the Gemara starts to analyze. Let's review the shitot in this Braita. We have Rabbi Yehuda, we have Rabbi Meir, we have Rabbi Yoseh, and we have Hachamim. So the Gemara begins. May ikabin Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yoseh. What's the difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yoseh? Rabbi Meir held Be'ilata Tiluya, right? The bi'ah is pending, whereas the bi'yoseh said bi'ilata safek. What is the difference between those terminologies? Well, we explained it already. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, asham talui ikabinayu. Nafkamina is if somebody goes with this lady in the interim, what type of korban do they bring? Rabbi Meir, lo maiti asham talui. According to Rabbi Meir, he doesn't have to bring a korban, which is if the husband ultimately dies, they get retroactively at the time of the giving is activated. Therefore, she's not an eshet ish at all. Therefore, he doesn't have to bring asham talui. Whereas according to Rabbi Yoseh, or Rabbi Yoseh, maiti asham talui. But according to the B.O.C., you have to bring in Hashem Talui, because he holds that no, that the gift is not activated until a second before the Midah. So therefore, in the interim, she is considered Safek Megureshet, Safek Ena Megureshet, or as the way he said it, it'll be Ilata Safek, and therefore you'd have to bring in Hashem Talui. So there's a great nafkamina between the B.M.I.R. and the B.O.C. when the gift is activated. According to the B.M.I.R., it's activated, but you're activating the time of the giving. Therefore, if somebody went with her in the interim, there's nothing. She's not considered Eshet Ish, whereas according to the B.O.C., since the get is activated a second before death, and every moment can be a second before death, so therefore it's considered Safek Eshet Ish, and then she would bring a Korban Hashem Tamui. Comes the Gemara and says, V'achamim omim migoreshet v'en ha-migoreshet. Hachamim ha-nu the B.O.C. Well, the last sheet of the B.O.C. says migoreshet v'en ha-migoreshet, isn't that the B.O.C. of the B.O.C. that it took the Ilata Safek? So comes the Gemara and says, Ikabenayu the Rabbi Zera. Now there is enough kamina between them. Rabbi Zera. What's the Bizera? Damar Rabbi Zera. Amar Rabba, Bar Yirmiya, Amar Shemuel, Kol Makom She'am L'Hakamin. Any time the terminology is used, Megureshet Ve'ena Megureshet Ba'ala Hayab Mezunoteha. The husband is Hayab to support her, to give her Mezunot. Which you have a general rule of the Bizera that everybody agrees to, by the way. Everybody agrees that whenever the terminology in Halakha is used, Megureshet Ve'ena Megureshet. Whenever you see that terminology, that it's a Safek Yirushin, and if it's written in the words Megureshet Ve'ena Megureshet, that means the husband is Hayav to support. The husband is Hayav in Mezonot. Oh, so when Hachamim come along and say Megureshet Ve'ena Megureshet, what they're really saying is also that the husband is still obligated to support his wife until he actually dies. Whereas according to the B.O.C., he'll say no, bi'ilata safek, which means he doesn't use the word migureshet ve'ena migureshet specifically. Why? Because he's going to hold that what, even though I agree with the B.O.C., but in this case it's not a migureshet ve'ena migureshet. Don't use that terminology, because in this case I hold the husband does not have to give mizunot in this case. Meaning, true, they both agree that the get is not halal till a second before mitah, that there's no argument. And they agree also that what if somebody goes with them in the interim, so they're going to be Hayab, Korban, Hashem, Talui. The machloket between them is going to be in the interim. Is the husband still Hayab to give his wife Mezonot? So the Hachamim, since by using the words Megureshet Ve'eno Megureshet, they're applying the Bizera's rule that any time it says the words Megureshet Ve'eno Megureshet, they have to pay Mezonot. Whereas according to the B.O.C., he holds no Mezonot. In this case, once the get is given with this stipulation, so that would be the nafkamina between Hachamim and the B.O.C. It should be pointed out that the B.O.C. in the Mishnah used the words Megureshet Ve'ena Megureshet, but the B.O.C. in the Braita used the words Be'ilata Safek. So we have to say that there's two shitot in what the B.O.C. said. There's the B.O.C. of the Mishnah, which actually would be Hachamim with the Braita, which used the Lashon Megureshet Ve'ena Megureshet, then you have the B.O.C. of the Braita. But again, the Nafkamina is going to be, is he obligated to give Mezonot? Comes the next Mishnah, Hare Zegitech Almenat Sheteteni Li Matayim Zuz. Okay, husband made a nice stipulation over here. Husband gives the wife a get, and he says, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 Zuz. Hare Zuz Megureshet Ve'titen. Okay, the Girushin is a Girushin, but she has to give the 200. However, if he says, Almenat Shetetini Li Mikan Da'ad Shulshin Yom, on condition that you give me 200 Zuz between now and 30 days, Inatna Lo Betok Shulshin Yom Migureshet. Well, if she makes good on the stipulation and pays up within 30 days, the get is a get. Ve'im Lav, if she doesn't make the 30-day cutoff point, Ena Migureshet. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Mahaseh be Sidon. It was a story in the city of Sidon. Be'ehad she'amar le'ishto. Guy told his wife, Hare ve'gitech al menat she'teteni li itzteliti. Right? And this is your gift on the condition that you give me my coat. Ve'avda itztilito. But it got lost. Amru hachamin. So the rabbis came along and said, Teten lo et dameha. That she could still fulfill the condition by giving the worth of the coat. And that's what she did. She gave the worth of the coat. We have to see exactly what the purpose of this story in the Mishnah is and what it's coming to teach us. Come, the Gemara begins. My betiten. A very interesting machloket over here. The Mishnah said the guy gives his wife a get on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. So it says, Megudeshet, but what? Vetiten. That she's got to give it. So how do you learn the word Vetiten? So there's two ways. Ravuna Amar, Ravuna says, Vehi Titen. Meaning, and then she will give it, which means the get is given over, and then there's a condition attached to it. So Vetiten means she'll give the money whenever she wants, which means once she gives the money, so the condition was fulfilled, and then we're going to say that the get was activated, the mafreya, retroactively. So the Mishnah's language, v'titen, means, and then when she gives it, the get is hal, retroactively. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, l'kshetiten. He learns differently. He says, no. He says that the get over here is hal, l'kshetiten, when she gives it. So the machloket over here of v'titen is either and she gives it, which means the condition will be met when she gives it, and retroactively she'll be divorced, or no, that the get is not out until she gives it. Gemara says, my benayim, what would be the nafka mina between the two ways of learning? Ika benayim, shenitkara aget or she'avad, which means, let's say the get got ripped or got lost before she gave the money. Navuna amar vehi titen. He learned, no, that all she has to do is give the money, and when she gives the money, the get is chal retroactively. So, ena tzirichai minu get sheni, because the get already was chal retroactively. I don't care if the get is not around at the time that she gives it. Once she fulfills the stipulation, we retroactively activate the get. However, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, likshetiten. The get is activated when the money is given. Therefore, tzirichai minu get sheni, you'll need another get, because since the get is not around, it's ripped or lost. So therefore, you need another get. So that's the nafka mina between Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna. Utna nameh. We have a similar Mishnah, gabe kedushin ki hagab. Right? Similar law, by the laws of kedushin. What's the case? Utna. Ha'omer le'isha. The guy tells what? Hare at nekudeshet li. Right? I'm giving you this peruta, you're nekudeshet li. Now, al menat she'etem nach matayim zuz. On the condition that I am going to give you 200 zuz. So it says, Harei mekudeshet v'yiten. Okay, he's mekudeshet, but he has to pay up. V'itmar may v'yiten. What means? What does it mean the word v'yiten? Same machloket. Ravuna amat v'hu yiten, which means when he gives it, which is when he gives the money. So retroactively, the kiddushin is from the initial point. No, the kiddushin is not a kiddushin until he actually gives it. Likshiyitin. Right? Doesn't go to mafreya, doesn't go retroactive. So meaning the same machlok that we have by gittin, we have by kiddushin. So the Gemara says, my benayu. So what would be the nafka mina in the kiddushin case between Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna? Let's say after the guy made this stipulation, before he paid her the money, she went and she stuck her hand out and received kiddushin from somebody else. And when it says that he will give it, it's a condition. But retroactively, she's really married. And therefore, he has to fulfill his condition. And he goes along. And therefore, she's married retroactively. Therefore, the kiddushin that she accepted from another guy in the interim is nothing. Because she cannot accept kiddushin from two people. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, likshiyitin. No, she's nothing until he actually gives the money. Therefore, When he gives the money, then the kiddushin is a kiddushin. But now, in the interim, it's nothing. Therefore, if she sticks her hands out and accepts the kiddushin from somebody else, indeed, the kiddushin will be hal. So now the Gemara says, we need both cases. Meaning, we need to tell you the machlokan of Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna in Gittin and in Kedushin. What? Ti ashmu'inan gabe Kedushin. He just went and told me the machlokan by Kedushin. Beha ka'ama Rav Huna behu yitin. There I'll tell you that Rav Huna said behu yitin means what? That it's a stipulation. I mean, the Kedushin is from now when he gives the money. Why? Mishum de likroba ka'ateh. Because the purpose of Kiddushin is what? He wants to get close to the lady. Therefore, you got to assume that he wants to be married to her from the earliest time possible. So therefore, he's making a stipulation, when I pay, I want to be married from now. About the Kabe Girushin, but by Girushin, he's pushing her away. So therefore, Ema Model Rabbi Yehuda, which means maybe he'll agree to Rabbi Yehuda, that since he's pushing her away, so he wants to do it at the later time possible. And therefore, maybe he'll agree to the Bihuda that the get is not a get until he actually gives it. And it doesn't go retroactive. Now we go the other way. And if you only told me by Girushin, I'll tell you the case of Girushin, that's when the Bihuda says that what? That the get is a get retroactively when she pays, because why? The husband is not embarrassed to ask her for the money. Which means he really wants to get divorced right away, and he puts the stipulation over here, and the stipulation is not going to hold him up, because he can tell me, since he's getting divorced, he's not embarrassed to tell the lady, give me the money. So if I could say by Girushin, there's a logic to say that what? That he wants to do it, wants to be retroactive immediately, and the fact that he put a stipulation is not going to slow him down. I don't know about, because by Girushin, he's not embarrassed to ask for the money. However, but by Girushin, where the lady is embarrassed to ask for the money, which means he knows, he's saying, we'll have a Girushin when I give you the money. So he knows the lady's embarrassed to ask for the money. So that maybe the kiddushin is not going to be hal until he actually pays it. Because when a person makes a condition by a kiddushin, he knows that the lady's going to be embarrassed to ask for the money. And therefore, could be, explain it like this, could be though from the lady's standpoint, she doesn't want to accept this condition of kiddushin till she actually gets paid. And therefore, it could be that when I will agree to that the kiddushin is not until after she gets paid. Kamashmala, no, that it works retroactively as well. So again, let's review this last side over here of the Gemara, which means if you only told me the kiddushin side, in that case, I'll tell you that Rav Huna says that what it works retroactively, that the husband is not embarrassed to ask her for the money. And therefore, when he made this condition, he wants the condition, he can control the condition. And therefore, he wants to get to be hard retroactively immediately, and he's not embarrassed to ask her for the money. Oh, however, by Kiddushin, you can't say that, because in Kiddushin, when he puts the condition, really, it sounds like he's delayed, because he knows now that the lady's going to be embarrassed to ask for the money. It could be the lady is not going to want to take the Kiddushin until she actually gets paid. So therefore, that sounds like the condition is really that the Kiddushin is not chal until the actual money is given. No, even by Kiddushin, it goes retroactively. Now we go the other way, but if you would have told me by Kiddushin, and the logic the other way, In that case, if Rav is going to say that the Kiddushin is not halal until they actually pay the money, because she's embarrassed to ask for the money. Therefore, when he puts this condition, it's really saying, what? That when I give you the money, because that's her da'at. She doesn't want the Kiddushin, so she actually gets the money. But the Kiddushin, he's not embarrassed. He's not embarrassed. He's going to divorce. He's not embarrassed to ask her for the money. Maybe it's worth retroactively. If you just tell me my Girushin, that the get is not chal until he actually pays the money, because he's pushing her away. So therefore, maybe he wants to make the divorce the latest time possible. I'm going to make Kiddushin to the Kherovakat, but Kiddushin, where he's coming close to Emma Moder, now that it's be at the earlier time, that's why you need both cases. So basically, just for clarity point, you have a machloket, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, giant machloket. How this works, the Shi'itin, and we have a machloket, ben the Kiddushin and ben the Girushin. We're going to ask on Rav Yehuda. Again, Rav Yehuda's Shi'ita is when it says the Shi'itin, the get is not a get until the money is actually paid, which means whether the husband pays the lady by the Kiddushin, because it's at that point, or when the lady pays the 200 for the gittin, so then it's chal at that point. We have a few questions over here. Number one, from the Braita, Harei v'kitei kamenach nidi matayim zuz. Right, guy comes along and says, this is your get on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. Afal pi shenekna get o shene'evad. Oh, even though the get gets lost or gets destroyed, migureshet. I see retroactively the get is a get. So you don't need the get to be around at the time of the giving of the money. The get is working retroactively. But the Brit also says that you shouldn't take a kiddushin from somebody else until she actually pays the money. Because what's going to happen if she accepts a kiddushin from somebody else? Maybe she's not going to end up ever paying the money. And therefore she'll never be divorced. And therefore it's considered ishit ish, and the children will be mamzerim. Because you shouldn't go with anybody until she actually pays the money. But you see, it works retroactively. That's a question against the Yehuda. Ask another question. Right, same case. This is the get on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. But then the guy died, he didn't have children. If, let's say, she gave the money before he died, and as the kukali abam, she doesn't have to go to Yipum, because we say what? Retroactively, the get is a get, and therefore, at the time of his death, she's pitun out from Yipum, because there was a divorce. However, here's the key. Lo natna, but if she didn't give the money, so she was never divorced. Therefore, the kukali abam. So then, of course, she is the kukali abam. She has to go make the mitzvah of Yipum. A bunch of women comes along and says, "No tenet le'aviv." Interesting that the lady can give the money not only to the husband, but she can give the money to the father of the husband, because he is the inheritor, which means when a man does not have any children, the father inherits. So therefore, she can give the money also to the father or the achiv. Or let's say to his brother, or the echad min a kerubim, or he can also pay one of the kerubim, and that could really fulfill the tenai. Nibul should be pitulam in yibum. So Rashbag is coming along to add a few more people who she can give the money to, so long as she gets it to them before he dies, and therefore the condition is considered a condition. Therefore, no yibum. So give us ad kando pedi yela demor savar li. The machloket over here is, can you give the inheritors or not? Which is when the guy says, you got to give me 200, Tarakamash, you got to give it to me and not to the inheritors. And Ashba is going to say, no, you can even give it to the inheritors. So that's the machloket. Is the stipulation fulfilled when you pay the inheritors? However, the Chulal, but everybody agrees, that the words of the husband that are saying that the get is a get when she gives the 200, meaning it's a condition. And therefore, the Yerushin is going to be retroactive from the time of the giving the get. Now, because you can't, if you're going to say that, why? That the husband needs. That the get is not going to be get until the money is actually given. So therefore, even if you want to say when he says leave, even if you want to say it includes the inheritors, what do you mean? The get is not going to be hal. Because en get the harmita. So therefore, what do you mean? Even if you want to say leave means inheritors. So he paid the inheritor. When he paid the inheritor? If he died? To me, that it's working retroactively. So therefore, the Gemara says to you, which is indeed a question against Rav Yehuda. So yes, this last question here, the guy came along and said, Lee, you gotta give me the money. Okay, so have a look at this. Lee mean Davka to him, or he means you can even give it to the inheritors. But the point is, you got to give it before mitah, because you can't give it after mitah. Once you can give it after mitah, so then already the get is not going to be a get. So that's what the Gemara's point is. Meaning again, which is good to everybody, have the words of the husband that hayeving the lady to pay the money, the condition, but if he fulfills the condition, the Gerushin is going to work them a fair at the time of the giving of the gift. He says, and I'm reading it, Shechen imabam et kevin shiholos Gerushin naklik shetiten et akitim. It says it only works when she actually pays the money. That's when the Gerushin is hal. As I afil ima lashon li kolel gam mitina li yushab. Even if you want to say the word li includes giving the narratives, lo yachodu a gerushin. The gerushin is not going to be chal. Shere en get yachod lachod lachar mitat ha'ba'al. Let's say the get cannot be chal after the death of the husband. In any event, the Gemara's question is again that Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says, I can answer that. Amar Yehuda, Amar, why don't the chesbor is a question to me? The Amar Abuna Amar Rabbi Kola Omer Al Menat. We have a famous shita throughout Shas of Rabbi. Rabbi says, anytime a person uses the word al-menat in his stipulation, al-menat is a retroactive term. Al-menat means na'akshav, from now. And therefore, when the husband says over here, he used the word al-menat, so therefore he wants the Yerushin to work the mafraya. Ufrigi rabbanan ala. But Dachami argue the anadam mikrabbanan. And therefore, so it's done. And therefore, I don't play with this word almenat. And therefore, do not, you bring me a question. Those she taught that are saying it works retroactively is following the B. Because the B says once you use the word almenat, it's a retroactive terminology. But I don't go like the B. I like the shita of the rabbis that argue. So therefore, we have a machloket of the word almenat automatically goes retroactive or not. We said, Amar Avuna Amar Rabbi. Kola Omer Almenat Ki Omer Ma'akshav Dame. That what it says. Rabbi says, anybody that says almenat, that's Ma'akshav Dame, it's like it's retroactive news from now. Pedigi Rabbanan Ale. The rabbis argue against him. Ki Selike, however, when I got there, it's Israel. Ashkahtel le Rabbi Ase. Yati bekamar mishemed le Yohanan. Hakol modin. Be Omer almenat, ki Omer me'akshav Dame. Oh, the Baser is a different thing. No, when everyone uses the word almenat, almenat means me'akshav. There's no argument on that. Lo nechleku ela mehayom ulchar mita. The machloket is where just a guy doesn't say the word almenat. Where he just says harezik itech mehayom ulchar mita. So there we're gonna have a machloket. I mean, we don't know. We learned in the Mishnah when you say mehayom ulchar mita, you say two contradictory things. He's saying from now and after I die. So we have a machloket. We have a sefik if it's a condition, meaning it's from now when I die, or he's retracting. And therefore, it's not a get. That was according to Tarakama. However, the B is going to say, no, that's my diet tonight, which means the only machloket they had was not by Amenat. If the guy throws in the word Amenat, it's Vadai from now. The machloket is when a guy says mehayom ulachar mita. When he says it's contradictory terminology, hachamim say it's sefek. Is he stipulating after I die again should be from now, or is he retracting? And then what's not again? The B says for sure that case is a stipulation. Machloket is only in that case.
That,
and I'll prove it to you. Mehayom ulachar mita. Again, when the guy uses that language, that is a kidech mehayom from now ulachar mita. Get ve'eno get. So it's sefek. The bnei hachamim. Rabbi Omer, can they get? He says, oh, it's a get, which is when a guy says, Mehayom ulachar mita, he means that after I die, that's the stipulation that the get will be from now. However, there's no machlok when it comes to menat. The only machlok between Hachamim and Rabbi is in the case where he says, Mehayom ulachar mita. But it's not that when you say the word al menat, everybody agrees that the Kiddushin will be from now. But it says no, that they're actually arguing in a case where they say the words al minat, so why did the rabbi and rabbis in the B argue only in the case of hayom lahamita lifnege be al minat? They should have argued in the bigger case of al minat. With me, you should tell me what the Chachamim are going to say, even in the al minat case. It's a sefek, which means, tell me the bigger hadush, which means, what are you only telling me that the rabbi says it's a sefek when he just says, mehayom ul achar mita? According to you, Rabbi Yehuda, that they're arguing in al-minat, tell me the hadush in al-minat, even in al-minat it's a sefek. That means, I'm going to be, how can you know that al-minat is not badai me'ashav? So you shouldn't make the argument in the al-minat case. The Gemara says, no, they're the achak, ohod, and a beep. The reason why I gave the argument in Hayom Lachar Mita is because I'm showing you the power of Rabbi, that even in the case where you didn't use Al-Minat, still Rabbi holds that what? That it's a stipulation. And it works retroactively. That it means in Hayom, when I die, retroactively, the Hadush is the power of Rabbi. The Gemara says, if they go by Al-Minat, they'll be a Chachan Rabbanan. I mean, argue in the case of Al-Minat and tell me the power of the rabbis, how stringent they are, that even Al-Minat is not considered Ma'akshav. The answer, the obvious answer, Koach, the Hetera, Adifla. It's always more strong to bring me the lenient one, the Koach, the Hetera. And therefore, it brought me to Machloket to show you how lenient the B is. Not in the case where he says, Al-Minat, for sure. That's what you're arguing. Even in the case where you didn't say the word al-minat, you just said mehayom, hamita, still it works retroactively as a condition. Good stuff. To summarize that last piece over there, we just conclude that we have two ways of learning. You say the word al-minat. When you're in a situation, you say, I'm doing this al-minat. According to one version, it's a machloket between the being hakim, if al-minat is the mafreya or not. And according to the version, no. Everybody agrees when you say al-minat, it works, the masreya. And then we have a regular machlok between Chachamim and Rabbi, in the case where a guy says, mehayom al-mita, say that's a fake language. Mehayom today, and after I die, make up your mind. So some say, no, it means after I die from today, so it's a stipulation. Or no, it's actually a retraction, and therefore will not be a gift. Tafek gerushin, that's Chachamim. Rabbi says, no, it's vaday a stipulation. And of course, not only in that case, but even in the al-minat case, Rabbi would say, certainly, that works retroactively. Now the Gemara says, "Amenach t'tenili mikan v'ad 30 yom." Now the Mishnah seemingly in a very simple case. I'm giving you the get on the condition that you pay me 200 zuz within 30 days. So if she makes the payment within 30 days, migudeshin. If she doesn't make the 30-day cutoff line, not migudeshin. It must be pshita. That's pashut. There was no ma'udetema kepeda laf kepeda. He really don't care about the 30 days. He's only doing it to speed her up. Yeah, you would have thought that maybe the 30 days is lab dafki, just trying to get the money quickly, but he don't care when he gets paid. Therefore, the get will be a get even after 30. That's what the Mishnah doesn't know. When he puts that stipulation, she's got to get the money within 30 days then. And if not, it is not a get. Right? The Mishnah then quoted a story of a guy in Sidon that while he told his wife, this is the get, on the condition you give me my coat. And what happened? The coat got lost, and therefore she paid money. Now, seemingly, the chidush of this story is that when a guy makes a stipulation on a certain item, the stipulation is fulfilled even if you pay the value of the item. But we never discussed this in the Mishnah that you're bringing a story to support this principle. A Mishnah never He gave us that law that you bring in your story to support. So the Gemara says, "Man tana dikta, my tana diktari maaseh." What did the Mishnah say regarding this law that you bring me a story to support it? That you tell me the value of the item is considered like the item that you can fulfill the condition. The Gemara says, "You're right." Hasuna meftana the hakiketa. The Mishnah is missing some words. You have to read like this: Imamala almenat shetetenidi ipsteliti. If the guy said almenat that you give me my coat, I'll give you the divorce. Ve'avda ipstelito. But what happened? It got lost. It's deleti dafka ka'amala. And therefore, he meant the code itself. And therefore, when she pays money, according to Tana Kama, no get. The Ban Shemhom Yamaniel Omer Teten no Edamehar. The Ban says, nah, he means the code. If the code is not around, she can pay it off with money. The Amar Ban Shemhom Yamaniel Mahase Name Betzidon. And the Mishnah brings a proof to this bag by giving you the story that what she lost, the coat got lost, she paid him. And therefore the husband means, that the money also is considered as if the condition was fulfilled. An interesting question. Guy tells his wife, okay, this is the get. You give me 200 zoos. The hazar da amal na. Then he tells her, mechudin lach. He says, I forgive you. Mahu. Now, do you say that when a guy says, I forgive you, that means like, it's like he got paid. And therefore the condition is fulfilled. Or maybe if she wants the girushin to be activated, she's still got to pay the money. And because, listen, he made a stipulation that I got to get to 200 for you to be divorced. Now, he says, I forgive you. Do we say mechila is like he got paid? Or do you say no? And therefore, she's still got to pay him if she wants the divorce to go through. So the Gemara says, teba'e l'rabbanan, teba'e l'rabban shim'on ben gamliel. We're going to ask this question on both shittot of the Mishnah. On the Shittah, the rabbis that say you got to give the actual item, you can't pay its worth, like by the coat. And we're going to ask this question even according to Rashbag that says you can fulfill the stipulation even by the value of the coat. What does it mean? Which means in the case of the coat, he stipulated clearly, I want the coat. And therefore, when she doesn't give it to him, so therefore he wasn't mohel. Therefore, the get is not going to be a get because he didn't get what he wanted. But maybe over here, but over here he said, I forgive you. So maybe even the rabbis will agree that the condition is fulfilled. And therefore, it's as if that he got paid. I'm going to go the other way. That maybe Rashbag, he only said the get is a get because bottom line, he did. She did give him something. She didn't give the coat, but she gave him money. No, but not to give anything? Maybe it's not. Which is maybe the mechila of the husband is not considered as if she gave him. So that's really the basic question. When the person is mohel, do we look as if he got the 200, therefore the stipulation was fulfilled before the get is a get? We say, no, he's mohel, but he didn't get the 200, therefore the get cannot be activated. Comes again when on says, Amalei answered in a megudeshe, which means no girushin, which means a mechila is not considered as if the condition was fulfilled. Etivet, so the Gemara has a question from a Mishnah Nidarim that we learned. Ha'omer havero, a guy tells his friend, kunam she'atan nehenevi, which means he's osir himself that he's not allowed, that his friend should not derive any benefit from him. Right. He forbids his friend from having any ana'ah. Unless you give my son a kor, a certain amount, which means I'm not going to let you have any benefit from me unless you give my son a certain amount of value. Two kor of chitin, and two barrels of wine. Which means the guy cannot benefit. He's got to give it. Now the guy can make hatanah nedarim. Ve'omer hareni ke'ilu et kabalti. He could come along and tell the rabbis, I'm considering it as if I got it. which means when the vower, when the guy that made the nidah announces that he considered as if he got it, so therefore the condition is considered as if it is met, and therefore it's as if he got paid. Oh, so say the same thing over here. Now when a guy comes along and says, Mahalti, he tells wife, I'm offering you, it's as if he got paid. And then according to the condition, because just like my nidarim, the guy can come along and say, I'm considering as if I got it. Therefore, the nidah is off. So there, and therefore the guy can have hana'a, the condition is met. So say the same thing by getin. Now when the guy says, I'm mochev you, it's considered he got paid the 200, and therefore the get is going to be a get. Comes the Gemara and says, achi hashta, what are you comparing the two cases? Why? Adam letza'ura kamechevin. Which means, over there by the case of the getin, the husband's intent is what? To mitzahed his wife and to pressure her when he's asking her for the money. And now when he says, Machalti, velotziara, which means, and now he doesn't want to mitzahed her. However, the mechina cannot be considered as if he got the money. Which means over there, in the case of the Yerushin, he's trying to mitzahed her, hey, you got to give me this money over there. Then at the end, he's mochel, he doesn't give the money, which means he's not mitzaira. But parma, he did not fulfill the condition. He did not get the 200. However, acha, by the case of the nedir, mishumar vahahu. She's over there, he's making a nedir, he's just trying to, it's profit. He's trying to get his son some extra money. So he pressures the guy, listen, you're not going to have any hana'a for me, let you give my kid this money. Valu it's tarikh. He doesn't need this profit anymore. So therefore, he changed his mind. And therefore, so the guy who makes it in has a right to change his demise. I don't need that profit for my son anymore. And therefore, which means it's not necessary. Therefore, it's not the pshat that he considered that he got it already. And therefore, by the case of the nedir, what was the guy saying? He's trying to get his son some profit. So therefore, he says, yes, and you can have an offer for me, let you give it. So then he comes along at the end and says, you know what, it's like I got it. Okay, just like you got it. So therefore, the condition was met. However, in the case of the get, what was his intention? The husband's intention of his to mitzahed his wife, the pressure, I want those 200. And when he says mahanti, therefore the mechila, you cannot say that the mechila is going to consider it as if he got the money. Therefore, the Girushin is not going to be hal, unless he actually pays the money. But shaken by the case of the Nidarim, Mishu Hal Bahau, which means he's just made that Nidar, he wants his son to get like extra profit. On the committee, you give my son, you know, three quarter this and one quarter that. And the guy comes on and says, I don't need it anymore. And therefore, once he says I don't need it anymore, so the condition is, it's like I got it already, therefore it's okay. So therefore, you have no proof from the case of Nedarim. Therefore, we're going to conclude that what? That when the guy makes Mechila, it's not considered as if the money came to him. Therefore, until she gives the money, the get is not going to be a get. Right. Which means, because normally when a guy divorces his wife, he does it out of anger. Therefore, he wants to mitzahed his wife. Now, I want those 200. So when he comes along and says, Mechila, right, so he decides not to mitzahed her. But it's not like he got the money, and therefore the condition is not met. A sheikh in the case of the nedir, it's a profit. He'd say, okay, well, he wants to figure out a way how to get his kid money. Well, he said, okay, it's like, I got it, don't worry about it. It's okay, so he's forgetting, he don't care about that profit. So therefore, the condition is going to be, Okay, Baruch Anu Le'olam, Amen, Amen.